Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
Hi. I had an account that I needed to close.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
Yes, it's 44224.
44224?
Yeah.
Okay, one second. Can you verify your first and last name for me?
Yeah, it's Lorraine Boraway.
One second. Still trying to find your account. Bear with me, okay?
Mm-hmm. You want my order number? Would that help?
No, ma'am. I'm just seeing if I can. I got you. Can you verify your address for me?
Yeah, it's 4118 Party Road, Soho, Ohio, 44224.
Yes, ma'am. And I see you ordered the earpods, two sets for $5.97 a piece.
I ordered one set, but they sent me a watch too.
Yes, ma'am. You ordered the pods with the smartwatch. Each was $5.97 for shipping and handling.
That's
smartwatch does help with blood pressure, step tracking, sleep tracking. It helps with heart rate. It does stay charged for 6.5 hours, and it's a great watch. And the ear pods, they stay charged for 6.5 hours, have great sound quality. Fit most iPods and Androids. How can I help you? Can I ask you why you want to cancel them?
Oh, no, I want to just cancel my account.
Yes, ma'am. I'm understanding that, but it is a 14-day trial. If it's not canceled within 14 days, then there is a one-time charge of $59.97 for the earpods and $64.97 for the watch. We can give you a full 30 days to try them and see if you want to keep using them.
Am I able to cancel this account?
Ma'am, but you would have to send back the watch and earpods in order not to get that charge. We can do 50% off.
Are you kidding me? The lady on the phone told me that I could keep these. I won't be charged anymore, and that I could cancel this account. I don't want this shit. That's not cool. That's
okay,
not what I was told.
I don't understand why they said that. They advised you they call back by May 1st if you didn't want them. But it didn't tell you that because she gave you a 50% discount. And then
actually, it was like 70-some%. She told me that if I didn't call in time to cancel, that I would be charged like $60.
Why you're calling to cancel? So you would be charged how much, ma'am?
Like $16. She said she would give me 75% off.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So if you don't cancel by May 1st, yes, ma'am, I do see that.
So I want
to
know how much I'm being charged, and I want
to... Say, ma'am, you don't have to be charged, but you have to send those watch and ear pods back in order not to get that charge. And if it's not back by May 1st, then you will be charged the full cost of the product. I mean, the discounted rate of 75%. Hello?
And how much would that be?
Give me just one second. And that is a one-time charge. You won't be charged anything else. Bear with me. It will be $14.99 for the earpods and $16.99 for the watch.
I mean, I didn't even want the watch. I don't know why that was even sent to me
well,
to begin with.
You
didn't
cancel it when you called, so you have the watch, so you have to either pay for it or send it back.
You know what? I feel like this is a scam.
No, ma'am, it tells you all that online, and plus you called, and the agent advised you to call back by the first or you would be charged. But you can keep the watches for $16.99 and the ear pods for $14.99, or you have to send them back in order not to get charged that.
Okay, so this lady that was on the phone with me told me that there was nothing, I didn't order. order.
No, ma'am. She ordered. She offered you the discount and to call back by the first, and you agreed, ma'am. That's what you just.
Yeah, but I didn't even order the watch. I only ordered the earbuds.
Okay, ma'am. Well, you can send the watch back and not be charged for it. If you don't want the watch, just send it back, ma'am, to the address on the box, and you won't be charged anything. But if you don't send it back, you will be charged that $16.99 for the watch.
And what am I going to get charged for these earbuds?
$14.99.
Okay, and then but you advertise it as like a as
ma'am,
cheaper than that.
In, no, ma'am. The advertising tells you if you don't cancel, they're $59.97. And $69.97, you pay shipping and handling only to get the watch and the earpods there. And when you call, that's what the agent advised you. And that's why she gave you the discounts off of it and advised you to call back if you didn't want to pay it. And you could send them back and not be charged anything. So if you don't want to be charged anything, you just send the stuff back, ma'am, and you don't get charged anything.
All right, can you cancel my account?
Ma'am, there's nothing to cancel. Once you send them back, it'll get canceled. Or if you pay the one-time charge, it'll be canceled. But in the sending them back and when the warehouse gets the product back, that cancels the account so it can't be charged.
All right.
Okay.
So I send it to Sierra Way 178?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, God, all right. This ended up being the bust. I was thinking I was buying these things for shipping only. And then I called and I talked to that woman and she's like, well, you know,
ma'am, it's
we'll give you this discount. But the point is that I never ordered the damn watch. I just wanted
ma'am,
the earbuds.
You just
and
sent the watch back when you got it and you wouldn't have no problem. So if you just send both.
Well, why did I
back,
even get sent the watch?
Because, ma'am.
I didn't order the watch.
Well, you didn't say that when you called, ma'am.
Why would I, what am I supposed to say when I call? I didn't order and start listing off everything I didn't order? The only thing
yes,
I was supposed
ma'am.
To get
if
were earbuds.
If you didn't want something, you would have had to tell us, hey, I didn't want that. We could have took.
Well, if I wanted it, wouldn't I have had to have ordered it?
Ma'am, you had to, it pops up with the earbuds. And if you don't click on it, you don't get it. So I do apologize. All you have to do is send it back. You won't get charged anything.
Oh, this is a big pain in the rear end. All right.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too.